Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Kyle Potter is excellent at this. Whether he's writing longer stories or offering up interesting commentary on Twitter, K. Potter MN. Again, the editor at Thrifty Traveler. Dave and I were drawn to a few tweets from a few hours ago. And that's why Kyle, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pleasure, sir. Looking forward to it. I'll read the tweet. I won't get to all parts of it, but I know your explanation will and some of my follow-ups will too. Your tweet that got to us was midway through the morning. Delta and Sun Country's battle at MSP is heating up in an unusual way, and it's part of the reason why loyal Delta flyers are balking at their flight prices lately. Why? Delta is wielding basic economy as a weapon. I'm like a lot of people, Kyle. My default is still to look at Delta, but man, oh man, there are just times because of MSP and its domination where I feel like I'm much more limited. And if Sun Country is an option, the prices are dramatically different. How is this different today in the later stages of March of 2024 than whether it was 6 months ago or 2 years ago?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, and I'll say there has been a loud and growing chorus of people in exactly your shoes, Chad, who, you know, are accustomed to flying Delta, but feel increasingly priced out or just can't stomach, you know, the not just higher, but in some cases double or more prices than others. Look, what hasn't changed is that Delta still is the number one game in town. That's the biggest thing here, I think. And that's what is leading to these higher prices, which is, you know, really the bigger story here. That is not just a Minneapolis story. That is a Detroit story. That's an Atlanta story. It's a Salt Lake City story. And all of the biggest hubs, of which Minneapolis is one, or Delta, they can just get away with it. And they do. And they're still, you know, making money hand over fist, despite the fact that, you know, by the looks of it, people are increasingly turning elsewhere. But what I wonder has changed, and this is me really just kind of spitballing here, so I need to speed with that caveat. I think what's starting to happen is that, you know, the big buck corporate travel, not just the small business people and the everyday travelers, but, you know, the people who are on multi-million dollar contracts are starting to really come back, and they're coming back to Delta. And so Delta is not so reliant on you and I. You know, the people who are budget conscious, they can count on those big contracts, and therefore, you know, their break-even point for the rest of us is a lot higher because they simply don't need to sell as many tickets at $250 a pop when they can easily sell them for $550 round trip and more.
So let's play out one hypothetical. Let's say enough of the big businesses, Kyle said, I'm just sick of Delta. I am sick of this. They're telling me what to do too often. I want to look at Sun Country. I want to give Sun Country a chance because we think they're viable. When we fly there, just on a leisure side, it works. How far away is Sun Country away from saying, okay, if we can get enough business, we'll try to get more planes, we'll try to get more routes. Is that even practical for the next few years?
You know, in one respect, I do think that shift is already underway and has been for a while. Sun Country's CEO, Jude Bricker, said, I quote, "We're trying to turn Minneapolis into a two-airline market. If you pay with your own money, you fly Sun Country. If you fly on a corporate contract, you fly Delta." He said that in November of 2022. So that was a year and a half ago. So, I think that case has only grown stronger. I think the problem is that, Sun Country at no point in the near future, and maybe even the long-term future, is going to be able to compete with Delta on reach. Sun Country, though it is a big player in the grand scheme of things in Minneapolis, it is a tiny airline. It's not even in the top 10 in the United States. The path for them to grow even bigger, it's a slow game in the airline world. I mean, buying planes, training pilots, bringing in flight attendants, and all of the other things that you do in order to make an airline work, let alone grow, is a painful and drawn-out process. So I think any kind of real parity between Delta, I don't even know if that's years off. I don't even know if that's realistic. In the meantime, though, for, the everyday vacationers, heading to Fort Myers and Fort Lauderdale and Orlando and Las Vegas and Denver and wherever, I do think that they present a realistic alternative. And I think, that part of, what we noticed and I tweeted about this morning speaks to that they have grown to a point and carved out enough of a business model out of this important Minneapolis hub that Delta feels the need to respond in the manner in which they have, which, I have never seen anything like this before. I mean, we always see battles with prices and, Sun Country will announce four new routes for Minneapolis and Delta will match three of them. That kind of stuff happens. But this kind of weeds pricing in a big way against one competitor is very unusual to me.
How long do you think they'll keep doing that?
No, as long as it works, Like I said, I part of it is Delta is a publicly traded company. They are an airline. They exist to increase revenues. That is their number one goal. And they will keep doing this as long as it continues to be a successful way to make more revenue. And what this comes down to is not just how many seats can you fill at a cheaper price, which, is the model for some airlines, and in particular Sun Country. The model for Delta is a lot different. Like I said, they would much rather sell a one ticket at $600 than sell two at $250. They're making more money on that one ticket. So as long as this kind of strategy continues to work for them, and, that is the million-dollar question. But, as long as it does keep working, we'll continue seeing it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What would cause that model, Kyle, to not work, or to at least not to work as effectively and at the profit levels they're at right now?
I think it probably need to be a greater than Minneapolis problem where people hit a breaking point, where, you know, everyday vacationers and some small businesses and some not some small, so small businesses collectively vote with their wallets and say, you know what, we really love flying Delta, but, you know, after the changes that they made to their status program and charging more for their credit cards, and, you know, these higher fares on top of all of that, is enough. We can't stomach this anymore. A crystal ball. That says that's not really a realistic possibility, again, at least in the short term. But, you know, Delta is going to find the balance. That's what, you know, these entire departments within airlines, that's their entire mission, to find the right balance where you're charging enough to make the maximum amount of revenue without losing out on sales.
Kyle Potter is here. He's excellent editor at Thrifty Traveler. Follow him on Twitter, KPotterMN. It's 47 past 2. When Delta goes through stretches like this, when what they were doing with the Amex and what they were doing with the miles and what they were doing with their clubs, does it really hurt them in a significant way? Or is it just, again, here's the giant company, valid criticism, but in the end, they're so big, they're so essential, they're so dominant in their hubs that in the end, they just kind of give it a shake it off and they're going to be fine.
I think you're right. That might sound a little bit pessimistic. But I think you're absolutely right. And I think the reason why is because of almost all of those decisions that you just listed. Comes down to the fact that Delta's biggest benefactor is American Express. It's not paying customers who are in their seats. Delta makes, you know, somewhere between $6 and $7 billion with a B, just from people swiping their Delta Amex card. So again, there is a breaking point somewhere where, you know, the higher fees and the fewer perks eventually leads people to cancel cards, and people are canceling those cards. I tell you, whether they've done it already or they're going to as that comes up for renewal. The dude that has added encourage enough people to spend even more on those cards. They'd be losing. And, you know, we saw Delta do, you know, make some really, really big moves last fall. Respect, you know, went too far. The airline itself admitted that. Would not have seen that nor admitted that. And Express also flag and be like, all right, going to end up costing us more than we thought. We gotta slow some things down a little bit, peel some things back. say, speak to Delta. Delta is not the only one who is in the pocket of a credit card company. Far, far from it. You know, for Delta, American Express is in large part calling the shots and driving the big picture financial decisions that they're making. No question.
Kyle, appreciate it. Thanks so much. I'll continue following you on Twitter, and we'll reach out soon. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.